Alright, welcome back to the show. Len Martez back with you until 6. Gotta thank Brandon Flowers, cornerback of the Hokies, for joining us. Also gotta thank this man for coming in every Wednesday. You know, it's time for Chris Coleman, catching up with Coleman, TechSideline.com. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. And I see you're making me follow up another Tech All-American here. I think my first time it was Bruce Smith, and today it was Brandon Flowers.
It's good company, man. You rub elbows,
it is good company.
You rub elbows with those guys.
I mean,
you know, you go All-American, you go Hall of Fame. I told you, you're Hall of Famer. So before long, who knows where Brandon Flowers will be. We can speculate, too. Junior? You packing his bags?
I don't see any reason for him to stay, barring health concerns. You know, he had such a great season last year. I think his 2006 season was the best I've ever seen out of any Virginia Tech cornerback, and that says a lot considering the number of DBs Tech puts in the league. And you know, if he just does the same thing this year, then he's going to be drafted. And you know, I just couldn't see him improving with another year. So I don't think there's any reason for him to stay.
Let me pop some names to you, and you tell me, a guy like Brandon Flowers going to the NFL, if you can think of a guy who is game mirrors, okay, I'm going to give you some names. We'll start with Brandon Flowers. NFL, who do you think Brandon actually is comparable to in the NFL now?
Well, you know, he said it when you were interviewing him. I think he's a Champ Bailey type guy. He's a very physical cornerback. He'll come up and hit you. I mean, he made some great hits on running backs last year. I think he had 3.5 sacks last year, which was, I think, tied for second on the team. You know, I mean, he just likes to get back there and tackle people, and he's great in coverage, and he's just a smart football player. He's not quite the athlete that Champ is. Champ's a great athlete. Brandon is a good to very good athlete, but Tech has had better athletes at corner than him before. It's just his savviness and his knowledge of the game is what makes him stand out at corner.
Len Martez here on a Wednesday afternoon talking to Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com, as we do every Wednesday at this time, giving you more names. Put you on the spot, but you have the knowledge anyway, so I'm not worried. Xavier Deeby, find a guy in the NFL who mirrors, well, actually, who Xavier mirrors.
That's a good question. I believe that linebacker for the he used to play for the Colts, Cato June. I believe he was a former safety when he was in college, and I just remember June watching, not necessarily this past season, but the season before, just running around all over the field for Indianapolis, just coming up with sacks and interceptions and fumble recoveries and things like that. And that's what Xavier Deeby brings. He's not necessarily going to go in there and get you 100 tackles. In fact, you know, he's never done that. But he is a guy, he's kind of like the basketball player that always comes up with the loose ball. He's getting interceptions and just using his athleticism to play sideline to sideline, and I think that's what he can bring to the table to an NFL team in the future.
Not bad company. I mean, Cato's a pretty good football player. Let's slide over to linebackers. When you start talking about Xavier, you can't talk about the linebackers unless you talk about Vince Hall. Give me a guy in the NFL that says, you know what, Vince plays like him.
I'm going to go with Zach Thomas there. Thomas was a guy who was undersized, you know, only about 5'10 or 5'11". Hall's 5'11", 6 feet or so, but, you know, he's short for a linebacker. Not going to wow you with his speed. I bet he goes to the NFL Combine and runs between a 4.7 and a 4.8 in the 40-yard dash. He's not going to wow anybody with his athleticism, but he knows where that ball's going every time. It's like he's in the opposing team's huddle, and he just reminds me of Zach Thomas in that regard.
That is heck of a a comparison, because I know Zach pretty well. Zach, as you mentioned,
right.
You mentioned about Vince. When you talk about the combines, Zach ran a 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Johnson drafted him 5th round. 12 years later, with about 7 or 8 Pro Bowls under his belt, and if you ask offensive coordinators who the smartest plays in the NFL are defensively, Zach's name comes up usually within the next first 5 or 10 seconds of a conversation. Pretty good company when you can talk about Vince Hall and Zach Thomas in the same
Absolutely.
Sentence. Heck of a comparison. Two more guys. Eddie Royal.
That's a good question right there. I think Eddie Royal, you can compare him to a guy who's going to be a rookie this year in the NFL, kind of like Ted Ginn from out of Ohio State, a guy who can get back there, return kicks, have an impact in the passing game, and you know, take the ball in reverses and things like that, sort of like what Percy Harvin is doing for the University of Florida right now. That's what Eddie Royal is. I wouldn't say he's a great receiver. I wouldn't say he's a great kick returner. He's just very good at all that. Not an A-plus in any part of his game, but he's very good at all of it.
Len Martez on a Wednesday afternoon with Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. Last guy, and I know I put you on the spot. And believe it or not, folks, I'm standing here. Chris is across from me, and I'm just firing names at him, and he's coming up with this. So I'm putting him on the spot. Last guy, Brandon Orr.
I don't know if he necessarily compares to one running back in the NFL. What the system he can go to easily, I think, is the Denver Broncos. Orr is such a great cutback runner, and he has great vision, and that's what the Denver Broncos system relies on. And that's why I think he'd be a great fit there, kind of like a Reuben Drones was in the past or something like that. So he doesn't necessarily remind me of one NFL running back. He just kind of reminds me of all those backs that have gone through Denver, where he has their same characteristics, great vision and great cutback ability.
You mentioned running backs, and we talked about Brandon Orr. Is it a layup for you? Who is the leading candidate to win the Heisman? Is it a layup for you when I'm going to say the Arkansas running back? Is that pretty much where you're leaning towards?
I think so, as long as they don't tank the season. Now, you know, I think they're having quarterback issues down there now. When you have quarterback issues, that can always lead to some problems. If they have a subpar season, I think that could really impact McFadden's chances to win the Heisman. If they go out and go 7-5 or 6-6 or something like that. But if they go out and win 9 or 10 games, then I think he's got a really good shot. And make it to the New Year's Day Bowl, he's going to have enough exposure. He's getting the exposure now, and he's obviously got the talent. But if they win enough games, then I think he's your front runner.
Len Martez on ESPN 1430. Join us. We are every Wednesday with TechSideline.com's Chris Coleman, and you mentioned the exposure. They play in the SEC. They will be on a lot of weekends, and they will get a lot of exposure. But he has big games on TV. Yeah, to me, he's pretty much the best player in the country. Skill play in the country, right. And it'll be a layup if he can do well in that conference, the way the conference is. They don't play a lot of tough teams at a
Absolutely.
Conference, which is a lot what a lot of the SEC coaches do. They don't play a lot of tough out-of-conference games because they say the tough scheduling is inside the conference and everything.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. We pretty much said you and I agree on this, on the best running back or the Heisman Trophy winner, the eventual Heisman Trophy winner. Who's the best quarterback in the country?
That's a good question. What's the kid's name from Hawaii?
Colt Brennan.
Colt Brennan, that's right. I was drawing a blank there for some reason. But, yeah, I watched him play a few times last year just being bored up at 1 o'clock in the morning, and Hawaii's coming on TV around that time. And I watched some of his games, and, you know, he's really accurate. He's got a great understanding of how to read defenses. Now, granted, he plays in a system that, you know, definitely allows you to throw for a lot of yards, but I think he's a guy who probably will have a good NFL career, and I think he could pretty much play anywhere in the country.
You know, the funny thing is that there are teams that actually are scared to go to Hawaii and play Hawaii because of the fear of going out there and getting a spanking with that offense. That offense is wide open. And remember, June Jones, who's the head coach of that team, spent a lot of years in NFL and ran NFL offenses. They run an NFL offense in Hawaii.
I'd never take my team out there for the simple reason of, you know, your team's not going to respect Hawaii because, you know, they're Hawaii. And number two, you know, they go out there and they get distracted by the beaches and everything like that. And then, oh, wait, we got to go play a football game. Oh, this guy's throwing for 500 yards on us. You know, it's a no-win situation taking your team out.
Yeah, before you know it, you've given up 40 points. All right, let's get into a little bit of recruiting here on Friday. Terrell Manning is going to announce where he's going to go. Do they have a legitimate shot at getting a four-star linebacker?
I think they've got a shot with him. You know, it's funny. Terrell Manning has done a great job of not letting anybody know where he's going. I think maybe his high school coach knows, and that's it. I've heard the Clemson coaches think he's going to NC State. Some of the NC State fans think he's going to Virginia Tech, and a lot of Virginia Tech fans think he's going to Clemson. So nobody has a clear read on the situation, but whoever gets him is getting a great recruit. He's, you know, 6'2", 205, 210, in the Xavier DB mold, a linebacker who can really run from sideline to sideline.
It sounds like, psychological warfare where you're telling yourself, oh, I'm not going to get him, but then the fans say, well, we're not going to get him, but then you're happy when you get that guy, and we knew all along we'd get that guy. Psychological warfare, but as far as the last guy, the 16th guy to say he's coming to Tech, Darrell Roberts, he pointed out one of the reasons why he chose Tech was because the Virginia Tech staff promised him that he'd have a chance to start in 2008 or see a lot of playing time in 2008 or 2009. You think Beamer and the rest of the staff is selling that to other guys come 2008 that, look, we're losing a lot of guys to the pros or at least graduating or losing their eligibility. We'll need receivers. You think that's a selling point for them?
Oh, absolutely. And wide receiver, I've always maintained that wide receiver is the easiest position to play as a true freshman. If you're a wide receiver, you can make an impact as a freshman more so than at any other position. And we saw it in 2004 when Eddie Royal, Josh Morgan, and Justin Harper all made big contributions for Virginia Tech as true freshmen. And Tech went on to win the ACC partly because of those guys. So, yeah, it's a big selling point for a guy like Roberts, who I think is possibly the most versatile recruit in this year's class. He's a guy who could potentially play running back or defensive back also, but wide receiver I think is really where his future is. And Beamer and the staff, they're going to use that selling point to other guys like Marcus Davis as well.
We got two more questions for you. One is, I'm going to ask you something about basketball, but the next question I'm going to ask you about, we talked about the SEC. I want to go back to the SEC for a second. Name me the toughest conference in college football.
Oh, it's the SEC without a doubt. I mean, you go through the ranks in that, and Vanderbilt is probably your lowest-rated team from a prestige standpoint, and they just put out a top 10 quarterback pick a couple years ago in the NFL in Jay Cutler, and they played good defense last year, and, they'll sneak up and get you, every week. Every team in the SEC pretty much is at least competent. That's not the case in conferences like the ACC where you've got Duke and North Carolina that just, they keep tripping over their own feet and they can't do anything right. And, you go out to the Pac-10 and there's one team, USC, then there's Cal, then there's kind of everybody else rotating being good every year. But, by far, it's the SEC is the deepest and most talented conference in America.
All right, Chris, we got to get out of here. I appreciate the time. Every Wednesday, we love having you on, and we'll be back next Wednesday. You and I are going to get into a debate as far as the SEC is concerned. Not that it's not the best conference, but we'll talk about their week schedule. We got to take a short time out. We'll be right back. Thanks, Chris. We'll talk soon, brother.